For Parshas Vayera, we have four Divrei Torah. We're going to start out with Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf, where it says as follows, in the discussion of all the ancestors and the relatives of Aaron and Moshe, the to be leaders of Kalal Yisrael, Vateled Lo es Aaron ves Moshe, Amram and Yocheved, they got back together, remarried effectively, and Yocheved gave birth to Aharon and Moshe. And the Sefer Hamorah v'Talmud says something absolutely fascinating. It says that the Pasuk here wanted to really stress that Moshe and Aharon were born like everyone else. They weren't celestial beings. They were born to normal parents, normal background. They weren't born to be the Gedolim that they were, but rather the Pasuk is coming to teach us that they came from a normal upbringing, born like human beings, and what turned them into the unbelievable human beings, the unbelievable people that they were, the unbelievable leaders who they were through their actions, through their hard work, through their determination. Indeed, that is what made them into their unbelievable people that they eventually became. And says the Sefer HaMorah v'HaTalmud, from here we have to learn for each of us so too, that if we want to put in the effort and the time and the work and make the right decisions, indeed we can become great people even to the level of Moshe and Aaron. And that's why the Pasuk tells us, V'teilid lo es Aaron es Moshe, Yocheved gave birth, Amram was the father, regular parents, but these children who could have been normal, regular people became exceptional because of what they did with their lives. We are continuing now. We are moving to Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes. The Pasuk says, Kach es matcha, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go, take your staff, throw it in front, lifnei paro, and it's going to turn into a snake. So indeed, the Gaon Rav Moshe Shapiro from Milublin says, we're going to learn something really important from this pasuk here. We'll get to it shortly. But the general concept here is that the environment that somebody is in can impact and will impact him or her in a dramatic way. And he says that you can have the most wonderful, amazing person, but in a decrepit, a negative environment, that person indeed will be negatively impacted and even destroyed. But if you put someone, even somebody who doesn't have positive character traits, somebody who is not a good person, somebody who is indeed a terrible person, but you put that person in a tremendously positive environment, that environment will wear off and inspire and influence that individual as well. So he applies that to what's going on here. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to explain to Paro that indeed we need to go worship our God. We need to leave Egypt. Egypt is a really depraved environment. We need to get out of here. Klal Yisrael, they're down and out right now. They are really on the bottom of Tuma. They themselves, they've been for so many years negatively influenced by the Egyptians. They too are looking, thinking like Egyptians. We need to get them out of here. And if we can get Klal Yisrael out of this environment, to a positive environment, they will become the malachim. They will become the unbelievable people that indeed they are. And he proves that. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to prove that. To Paro, he says as follows. The Pasuk says, this is the Mata Elohim. This wasn't just a regular mate. This wasn't just a regular staff. Indeed, it was engraved with the Shema Mefurs, the special name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu on it, and it would bring on and do miraculous things. However, despite the fact that this unbelievable staff with these unbelievable powers, when it's put lifnei paro, as it says in our Pasuk, that Kach es matcha, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, and throw it in front of paro. When you put it into paro, what it's going to become? It's going to become a poisonous snake because of the negative environment of being right in front of Paro, who deemed himself an Avodah Zarah. He was the source of all problems in Mitzrayim, and you put something so powerful, something so majestic, something so angelic as that staff, and you put it in front in the environment of Paro, lifnei Paro, it's going to become something terrible, a poisonous snake. But that same poisonous snake, when you take it into the hand of Moshe, he lifts out his hand and he grabs onto it, it turns back into that Mata Elohim, it turns into that majestic staff of his. And indeed, that shows the proof. That's the proof. It shows the power of influence, the influence of being next to a Paros, that somebody can totally fall apart, but you're in the influence of a Moshe Rabbeinu. Indeed, it can take the most terrible thing and turn it into the most celestial thing. And that's the same thing, obviously, with people. When we hang out with positive people, it has a positive influence on us. When we hang out with people who are involved in Torah mitzvahs, that has a positive influence on us. And unfortunately, the reverse is the truth as well. We are moving forward. The pasuk says as follows, talking in the second of the plagues, that of Tzfardeim, frogs. It says, "Vayet Aram." We are in Perek Ches. Pasuk Beis for our third Dvar Torah, it says, Vayet Aaron es yadol meimei Mitzrayim, that Aaron, now he stretched out his hands onto the waters of Egypt, over the waters of Egypt, Vatal Hatzar Tzvardeya, and now the frog came up. And Rashi points us out, he brings a madras that says, why does it say Tzvardeya in single tense, one frog? Why not many frogs? And he says that in fact it started with one frog, one large frog, huge frog, and the Mitzrayim were hitting it. And hitting it, and hitting it, and it kept splitting and splitting more and more and more. As they hit it more, in their anger, they got more and more angry. It kept splitting, and it really multiplied until the land of Egypt was full of frogs. And in fact, the Stipler Gaon asks as follows, so if you see that the more you hit that frog, it's dividing and creating more frogs, and you're only causing a bigger problem for yourself, why didn't you just stop hitting the frogs? Stop hitting the frogs and you're not going to have them multiplying. You're just creating a larger and larger problem for yourself. And the Stipler says beautifully, we see from here that when somebody gets angry, when somebody loses their cool, they can lose it to such an extent that logic cannot prevail over them, that they can continue to do things that are actually to their detriment, not to their benefit. That's what we see with the meat stream here, that they kept hitting the frogs and hitting the frogs, and they got so upset that they couldn't stop themselves because they were so angry. And the message there is, don't lose your cool. Don't get so upset, because when we get upset, we get so angry, we do things that even hurt ourselves. And we see there the mida of anger indeed is only going to be something that is detrimental. Continuing to the fourth of our Divrei Torah, we're actually going to go to the Haftorah. The Haftorah for Parshas Ve'ira, and there's a pasuk there that says as follows, Bayom Hahu, on that day, Atzmiach Keren Abeis Yisrael, I will sprout forth, come forth, the Savior to Klal Yisrael. So, fascinating to point on this word Atzmiach. The Avnei Ozel focuses on Atzmiach, to sprout, to come forth. And he says as follows, that the salvation of Klal Yisrael will only come when we are indeed in decay. That is indeed when the time comes that we are forlorn. And we can't believe that there is any way we can get out of the difficulties. Exactly when that happens, that the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, the salvation of Klal Yisrael, will come. And he says it's indicative in this concept of Atzmiach, which is a tzemach, a growth from a seed. If you ever watch a seed grow, you plant it, and before it begins to sprout, the seed totally decays. I actually am personally trying to grow, Bezrat Hashem, some esrogim. So what I did was I have some esrog seeds and I put them on cotton and put some water into a Ziploc bag. And it waits a while, a few weeks go by, and you watch as those seeds totally decay. And you say, there's nothing that's going to come out of this. And right then, when you're about to give up, it sprouts. And the plant, the tree, the esrog tree, and same with every fruits, vegetables, that's when it begins to grow. And indeed, that is what we see here. Bayom Ahu, on that day, Atzmiach, when you think all is forlorn, there's no way we're going to get out of this predicament that we're in. That is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, and we have the tzemach, we have the growth. That's when we have the salvation. And in fact, that's the same thing the Avnei Ozel says, that when we say in the Shemona Esrei, Melech Meimi Sumechaya Matzmiach Yeshua HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Meimis, he kills, he's Bimachaya, he resurrects, it's Matzmiach. This same word, matzmiach, he brings forth, sprouts forth salvation. Indeed, that's the concept when it comes to the resurrection of the dead. When a body is buried, it decomposes and nothing is left. It rots. And indeed, from that, we have the Tchias Amesim, the same thing, the Yeshua, the salvation that it's talked about in our Torah. We have the resurrection, Tchias Amesim, what you may want to give up on, never give up, because the salvation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed will come. Have a wonderful day.